This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Police in Colorado now have a new tool for investigating deadly crashes. Magnus's Law is now in effect. It's named after 17-year-old Magnus White, a cyclist who was hit and killed near his Boulder County home. White's parents pushed for the law because the driver of the vehicle was not given a breathalyzer test. It requires officers to offer a voluntary breath test to drivers they believe caused a fatal or serious injury crash, even if they don't initially suspect impairment. Drivers can refuse the test, and the test itself can't be used in court, but a positive result can allow police to request further testing that is admissible. Five firefighters have died fighting Colorado wildfires this year. In neighboring Utah, communities are also remembering two who recently died in a helicopter crash while fighting a fire there. Here's the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse.
The two pilots, Chris Anderson and Miles Elliott, were working for a U.S. Forest Service contractor on Utah's massive Wide Mouth 2 fire. Federal helicopter manager Jessica Reeves worked closely with the pair this season.
I just want to get out how amazing these men were, and yeah, it's going to be a really big loss for the aviation community for sure.
Federal officials have logged more than a dozen fire line deaths so far this year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
The future of Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site in southern Colorado is coming up for discussion. The National Park Service will review potential plans during a work session with La Junta's Tourism Board. That includes alternatives to address structural problems with the park's main adobe-style building. The meeting is slated for noon tomorrow in La Junta. This is CPR News.